Belinda presents this unabridged recording of All These Perfect Strangers, written by Aoife Clifford and read by Lauren Henderson. After a couple of minutes, Frank says, "Pen, by the end of this session, I have to decide if I'm the right person to make the assessment your lawyer is asking for." I turn away from the window. Frank is the only psychiatrist in my town. Frank is the only psychiatrist in the district. I have an arrangement with a colleague who travels to this clinic once a month to see particular patients. It may be more appropriate for you to see her. I shake my head violently. I don't want anyone else to read my file, to ask me questions, to make judgments. He leans back on his chair, pressing his fingers together, which he always does when things are serious. "Then we are going to have to go through what's happened. I understand parts may be difficult to talk about, so I am proposing that you write it down." "What?" I ask. "I want you to put in writing what happened at university, the events, your thoughts and feelings, so we can discuss it." "But how does that have anything to do with your report?" I try to keep my voice light and conversational, like this is an interesting development rather than something really annoying. "Bob has asked me to evaluate if I think a return to treatment is warranted. Between that and the report, it's going to take at least a couple of sessions before I'm prepared to make that assessment. It will require your commitment to cooperate. No disappearing acts or long silences this time." The only appropriate answer to this is a long silence as I try to work out my strategy. Frank eventually interrupts. "And don't worry, I'm sure the university will cover the cost." That isn't what I'm worried about. I remember what I was reading in my textbook when I was waiting. "You are not obliged to say or do anything unless you wish to do so, but whatever you say or do may be used in evidence. Do you understand?"